Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising twist to conventional health trends, recent research highlights a potential downside to time-restricted eating, a popular method of intermittent fasting. This study, presented at the American Heart Association's EPI Vertical Bar Lifestyle Scientific Sessions, sheds light on the complexities of diet and its impact on heart health. The research conducted involved an observational analysis of over 20,000 U.S. adults. It found that individuals who limited their eating to less than 8 hours per day faced a significantly increased risk of cardiovascular mortality. Specifically, those adhering to an 8-hour eating window were found to be at a higher risk of death from heart disease or stroke compared to those who spread their meals across 12 to 16 hours. Furthermore, the study revealed that participants with pre-existing cardiovascular disease, who ate between 8 and 10 hours per day, had a 66% higher risk of death from heart-related issues. This finding is particularly concerning, indicating that even those already at risk for heart problems could be further endangering their health by adopting such restrictive eating patterns. The implications of these findings are profound, prompting a reevaluation of the health risks associated with intermittent fasting. As this trend gains popularity for its supposed benefits, individuals are encouraged to consider their personal health and well-being before making significant dietary changes. Moreover, researchers are emphasizing the importance of adhering to heart-healthy diets, such as the Mediterranean and DASH-style diets, over restrictive eating patterns. This study serves as a reminder of the complexity of nutrition and the need for a balanced approach to eating for heart health. A celestial spectacle is on the horizon, with a total solar eclipse set to captivate viewers across parts of North America on April 8, 2024. This astronomical event, peaking in Southern California at 11:12 a.m., promises to be a stunning display, but comes with important safety advisories to prevent serious eye damage. As eclipse chasers gear up for this awe-inspiring phenomenon, the American Astronomical Society emphasizes the importance of proper eye protection. Observers are advised to use solar eclipse glasses or handheld viewers that meet the international safety standard ISO 12312-2. This is crucial to ensure that the experience is both memorable and safe. The only exception to this rule is during the moment of totality, a brief period when the moon fully obscures the sun. During these precious seconds, it is safe to look directly at the sun without protective eyewear. However, outside of this narrow window, the sun's rays can cause severe eye damage if viewed improperly. For those looking to document the event or view it through enhanced optics, remember that cameras, telescopes, and binoculars also require solar filters. These filters prevent the concentrated sunlight from causing harm to the eyes. And for anyone unable to secure eclipse glasses, creating a pinhole projector is a safe and simple alternative for indirect eclipse viewing. In summary, while the anticipation builds for the total solar eclipse of 2024, it's paramount to heed safety guidelines. By obtaining eclipse glasses from reputable sources, such as astronomers or science museums, and using appropriate filters for optical devices, viewers can safely enjoy the spectacle. Remember, preparation and proper protection are key to experiencing the wonder of the eclipse without risking injury. The passing of retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas Stafford marks the end of an era for the U.S. space program. At 93, this pioneering astronaut left an indelible mark on space exploration, from the first crewed spacecraft rendezvous to fostering U.S.-Russia cooperation in space. Stafford's journey began with a historic mission in 1966, where he piloted the first rendezvous with another crewed spacecraft, showcasing the potential for space collaboration and technical prowess. His leadership was further highlighted in 1975 when he commanded the Apollo-Soyuz test project, a mission that symbolized a thaw in the Cold War tensions and paved the way for future international partnerships in space exploration. Stafford's contributions weren't limited to his missions in space. Known as the father of stealth, He played a crucial role in the testing of Air Force stealth technologies at Area 51, contributing significantly to the advancement of aerospace technology. His expertise also extended to the planning of Mars missions, showcasing his vision for the future of space exploration. Stafford's death is not just the loss of a legendary astronaut, but a reminder of the pioneering spirit that propelled humanity into a new era of exploring the cosmos. He leaves behind a legacy that spans the depths of space and the intricacies of international diplomacy, a testament to a life dedicated to pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Survived by his wife, Linda, two sons, two daughters, and two stepchildren, Stafford's legacy in aerospace and international space relations will continue to inspire future generations. In a stark reminder of our changing planet, Antarctica is currently facing unprecedented heat waves and record-breaking temperatures, leading to a cascade of environmental changes that could have global implications. At the heart of this shift is the zero-degree isotherm, a critical marker for understanding temperature distributions and their impact on ice and ecosystems. Historically, this line demarcates regions experiencing temperatures below 0 Celsius, but recent observations show it's moving southward at a pace 4 times faster than in other ecosystems around the world. This rapid southward shift of the zero-degree isotherm spells significant changes for Antarctica. Increased liquid rain and decreased snowfall are on the horizon, alongside potential habitat modifications for both native and invasive species. Such transformations are not just local concerns, but signal broader impacts on the cryosphere and ecosystems, with potential contributions to global sea level rise and alterations to the Antarctic landscape. Climate models are painting a concerning picture for the future, predicting that this southward movement of the isotherm will not only continue, but accelerate, especially with higher emissions of greenhouse gases. The implications of these shifts are profound, highlighting an urgent need for action to combat climate change. The situation in Antarctica serves as a clear call to address the impacts of climate change on its cryosphere and ecosystems before these changes become irreversible. In the realm of medical imaging, a recent study throws a spotlight on the mixed bag of effects AI assistants can have on radiologist performance. It's a revelation that not all AI tools are created equal, and their impact on diagnostic accuracy can swing both ways. A comprehensive analysis involving 140 radiologists uncovered that the influence of AI on diagnostic performance is far from uniform. Some radiologists saw their accuracy improve, while others experienced a decline. Surprisingly, factors such as years of experience and prior usage of AI tools didn't seem to forecast how well a radiologist would adapt to AI assistance. The crux of the matter lies in the accuracy of the AI tools themselves. The study found that high-performing AI tools tended to boost radiologist performance, whereas those that were less accurate often had a detrimental effect. This nuanced interaction underscores the importance of developing and implementing only the most reliable AI technologies in medical diagnostics. Another layer of insight came from examining the relationship between a radiologist's experience, baseline performance, and the impact of AI. It turns out that higher-performing radiologists remained at the top of their game, regardless of AI assistance, challenging the notion that years of experience predict how beneficial AI will be. These findings, published in Nature Medicine and supported by prestigious institutions like the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation and MIT, illuminate the complex dynamics at play when integrating AI into medical imaging. The research underscores that while AI holds promise for enhancing diagnostic and treatment outcomes, its application in healthcare requires a thoughtful and discerning approach to truly reap its benefits. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.